Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for Thursday night baseball with the Biloxi Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we are joined by the star of Tuesday's game in TJ Shook. TJ, thanks so much for joining us.
How are we doing?
I'm doing good. How about you? A terrific start on Tuesday, six innings on the hill. You give up one hit, strike out eight, and go six shutty.
Yeah, no, I was feeling good for sure. I'm grateful for the opportunity. Glad I could do what I needed to do for my team to win. So, yeah.
But how about not only six shutout innings, but you did it in all of 69 pitches. That has to feel good when you're mowing guys down and getting ahead early in counts.
Yeah, no, it's a great feeling. I know we're going to kind of talk about it, but the wind blowing in definitely helps me throw it in the zone more. I mean, basically pitch with more confidence, knowing that it's not going to blow out like a easy fly ball maybe in the past. But, I definitely felt great the other night.
Well, and yeah, how about that wind blowing straight in from right? It's something that is pretty common here at Shuckers Ballpark. And you've pitched well in this ballpark over the last few years. 2.60 ERA in this ballpark since the start of last season. As a pitcher with the wind blowing in, as manager Joe Arolt peeking in, now runs away. But how much does that wind blowing in help you as a pitcher?
No, it helps a lot, actually. It may not seem like it to most people, but if you see the wind's blowing straight out, hitters are going to try to hit it up. I mean, especially the wind blows across a lot of the times here, so left field is usually wide open. So any fly ball to left field usually is going to carry out, so it's nice to see the opposite. Somebody gets a hold of one in the air and, you know, just gets absolutely knocked down. So we've seen that. We saw that with Durden's ball the other night. He hit that one 105 at whatever degrees, but should have been long gone, and it was just knocked down. So, yeah, it's always nice to have the wind on your side, but – yeah.
Well, and speaking of manager Joe Arolt, what has it been like playing for him this year for the first time at the Double A level?
Oh, it's been great. I had him in High A. He's a good character. Just keeps it nice and easy for us. Couldn't ask for a better manager. He's awesome.
One of the big things too this year is the development of your changeup has exploded. At some point, you were getting up to 20 inches of arm side run, which is up there with the guys like Devin Williams and in this organization, Logan Henderson. What has the development of that pitch been like throughout this offseason and into the start of 2024?
Yeah, no, I did have some control issues with it back in 22, I believe. Just missing a lot arm side, so really picking a sight on the catcher was a big thing for me. I try to aim for like the right side of his body because it tends to fade toward a right-handed hitter. So allowing that to fade into the strike zone or maybe even a little inside or down is kind of the mindset behind it. I actually learned the pitch from my high school coach, Darren Jones. He was in the Cubs organization for a while. Said it has a lot to do with pinky manipulation. So like moving your pinky on the side of the ball. If you move it up, it tends to fade a little bit more. If you move it down, it kind of sinks. So really getting a good feel for that. Anybody trying to learn a changeup, that's kind of what you want to think. Just mess around with it, get a good grip, and then be consistent with it. Find a spot on the catcher, and you'll probably have some success with it.
Is that something you do in-game with the pinky manipulation? Some of them you move it up a little higher, some of them you move a little lower?
Honestly, yeah, sometimes I do. If I want it to be a little bit slower, like maybe 1 to 2 mile an hour slower, I'll move my pinky up and really focus on pronating my wrist. That kind of slows it down a little bit, pulling the string, essentially, is what we call it. But, yeah, if I want it a little bit harder, maybe a little more depth to it, I'll throw my pinky down on the side and just kind of rip through it. You know, like if I'm throwing it to a righty, I'll try to get it down for sure. You know, lefty, obviously down, but... You know, just messing with it, finding a good grip, and knowing what you have is good.
Well, and how much does that help you against left-handed bats? Because you have pitches that can come into lefties and that changeup, which goes the opposite direction away from the barrel.
Yeah, no, it's huge. It opens up a lot. Strike zone, it's hard to cover no matter what you're throwing anyway. But, I mean, you got one going away, one going in, up, down. I mean, you got some options to work with. So it's nice to be able to throw all those pitches, but it's definitely a help. Having a good changeup.
How has the guitar playing been? There's something we talked about a lot last offseason. Last season, you and Noah Campbell were both working at it with each other. Now Noah up to AAA, but was here the start of the year. How has the guitar playing progressed along with the pitching?
It's been great. Just kind of playing the same stuff. I mean, it's hard to play on the road. I don't really take it with me. But when we're here in Biloxi, I definitely play a lot. Mike Bovey, he's my new roommate, so he's heard me play a little bit. He was impressed by it. I just love playing anything rock. It's always my favorite. So I'm just a big rock fan. So I love playing.
Have you found a new playing partner now that Noah is up in AAA?
I have not, no. Nobody else really – well, actually, Fidel. Fidel plays a little bit, our first base coach. He plays more acoustic than electric. I'm more of electric than acoustic, but he told me he likes to play a little bit. He brought his guitar on the road last 2 weeks, so it was cool to see that somebody else can play.
Well, there we go. I appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
This has been an A's pregame interview. We're back in a moment on the Shockers Radio Network.